USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden sending well wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
Biden making the comments in Michigan while on the campaign trail. He has suspended all negative ads as the president receives treatment for the coronavirus at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside of Washington. The president revealed the test results given to him and the First Lady early Friday morning. According to the White House doctor, Trump experienced mild symptoms. Since that time, those who were close to the president in recent memory, including two senators, his campaign manager, and a close aide, have all tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
The grand jury recordings in the Breonna Taylor case dropped on Friday. Taylor was killed during a police raid while she was sleeping in her bed earlier this year, but no officers were charged directly for her death. The Office of Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron released the files for the proceedings, which took place between September 21st and September 23rd, when the grand jury decision was announced. The files were ordered released by the judge presiding over the case of former Detective Brett Hankinson, the only officer charged in the case. Hankinson pleaded not guilty to the charge of wanton endangerment. The release comes as Yvette Gentry has begun to take the reins of the Louisville Metro Police Department on an interim basis. She spoke to CBSN about rebuilding trust in the community.
I think it starts with me, and I hate to hear that they've lost confidence overall, but I understand. You know, I understand kind of where we are in this moment in time with everything that has taken place. But I think it starts with me, leading by example and being a woman of my word.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is polling on what undecided voters think about President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
When it comes to how undecided voters are seeing President Trump's positive COVID-19 test, pollster Frank Luntz says,
well, it's not good news for the president in that the focus is now going to be on COVID-19. And when the focus is on COVID-19, Biden has a 10, 11, 12-point advantage. When the focus is on the economy, Donald Trump has a 3 or 4 point advantage. When they're talking about health care, COVID-19, or those kinds of issues, that is Joe Biden's strength right now. It's been the Democratic Party's strength for the last 10, maybe even 15 years. The economy is Donald Trump's strength.
Baseball Hall of Famer Bob Gibson has died. The legend was a pitcher for the St. Louis Baseball Cardinals for 17 seasons. Gibby was a 9-time All-Star, 2-time Cy Young Award winner, and 2-time World Series winner, earning series MVP titles along with those rings. The Nebraska native was inducted into Cooperstown in his first try in 1981 and is widely hailed as the greatest pitcher in Cardinals history. Bob Gibson died after battling pancreatic cancer for more than a year. He was 84. A New York City man celebrated his 100th birthday yesterday by seeing his family. The New York Post reports this is the first time World War II vet Harold Schachner has done so since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.